Today we start the Sugya of Eved Ivri, which is going to take us straight through to Chayvish Nissen. Eved Ivri nikna bekesef b'shtar. You kainen in Eved Ivri with two kinyanim, with either kesef or shtar, one or the other. The kainen atzmai b'shanim u'b'yayvel. And an Eved Ivri goes free, is kaina atzma, either bishanim, sheshanim, he works 6 years, and after that he goes out, or yaivel, if yaivel comes, so that also frees all avadim, he goes out, bishanim will be yaivel. It's actually missing one way of going out. How else does it have every go out? It's missing in the Mishnah? Kainis has said, Bishana B'yavul B'gerayin Kasef. It says all three. Bishana B'yavul B'gerayin Kasef. He can buy himself out. So what's missing? What? No, it's Avaknani. He goes out also with the Shtar. If he's dead, how do you know he goes out of there? He goes out also with Shtar. Right? Da'adin can write a Shtar Shechur and free him. So the Rashba says, and I think Tosfos later on Tezayin says the same thing, that these are all kinyanim where he goes out by karchay of the adam. He goes out even against the will of the adam. Shtar is something that the adam, if he wants, the adam can free him voluntarily, but it's not something that he can force on his adam.
Right.
It doesn't say the number, yeah. So it could be there's something left. Okay. Well, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a list of things where he can be kind of atzmai, where he can get himself out. If the other wants to free him, he can free him. If the other wants to free him, it's up to him. But the way he's kind of atzmai, the way he can force himself, he can get himself freed, is in these three ways. Shalom Yavel Gerai Kesef. Yeshua asks, what about Chalipin? Why does he got Chalipin generally is the catch-all kinyan. This is L'kayim Kol Dover. Chalipin works for everything. Chalipin works for Karka, Chalipin works for Behemoth, Chalipin works for Metalpolim. Why doesn't an Eved Ivri go out with Chalipin? So the Pnei Yeshua says that but Chalipin only works by things that are nikna l'chalutin, things that are sold permanently. Chalipin works when I give you something in exchange, I get something permanently. V'she'en kein, when you get something that's not permanent, you get it for 6 years. Okay. When you get something that's not a permanent kinyan, it's only a kinyanless man, for that Chalipin doesn't work. It only works l'kayim kol dover, to do things that are permanent. To things that have a kiyum that remain, things that are not permanent, it doesn't work for. That's the Pnei Yeshua's teretz. Mishnah Melech is a different teretz. The kesef miknosai is memayit chalipin. It's a miyot kesef miknosai. That only kesef miknosai and not this Pnei Yeshua should be totally in the Brisker Rav that we had earlier this year. The Brisker Rav said that an Eved Ivri is nikna l'chalutin. Remember, the Brisker Rav said that when an Eved Ivri goes out after 6 years, it's not pshat that he's sold for 6 years. Eved Ivri is sold forever. It's a permanent sale. When 6 years comes, that's a yitziyah. The Torah calls it a yitziyah. It's a way to get out of being an Eved Ivri. But it's not a... But the etz mechira is a mechira for good. The Pnei Yeshua l'chari doesn't hold of that. Yeshua says that it's not a kinyan l'chalutin. It's not a permanent kinyan.
The nature of the Eved, he's the nature of the Eved. If you look at the calendar, it's true, it's not going to be there forever.
But the kinyan is a kinyan l'chalutin. The kinyan is a permanent chalutin. Kinyan, later there's yitziyah. 6 years comes, it's yitziyah. He seems to, Brisker Rav seems to be making the point that it's a permanent kinyan. And it doesn't stim well with the Pnei Yeshua.
So that's
But why can Chalipa work? It's a Kenya forever. If there'll be a tzia, there'll be a tzia. There'll be, if there's a way to go out, there's a way to go out. Huh? I don't know, there's yitzia for everything. Anything you sell, you could sell back. When I buy something with chalipa, I don't have to own it forever. I can sell it again.
It's not about
Well, it's not chayzer, it's just a new kinyan later. So the question is, according to Brisker Rav, it sounds like the point of Brisker Rav is, right, Brisker Rav said hanukkah is only for someone that was that has yitzia. That's just if his contract ends. That's the Briskov's point. Okay, could be. Could be like you say. But it sounds, the Pashtus, the Pnei Yeshua sounds not like the...
Would you say the
Mishlam Melech would be a good territory, like the Briskov. The Mishlam Melech says it's a separate, it's exactly Sakas, there's no Chalit. So like the Briskov, he'll have to hold like the Mishlam Melech's territory. Pnei Yeshua will hold like the Pnei Yeshua's territory. Yisera Allah of Amma Evriya, Shekhane Satsma B'Simonim, Amma Evriya goes out by Simone Gadlus. And then you have Anirtza, somebody's ear is drilled, Dikta Vertzia, the kind of sasser of Yevul Misasad. Now, naturally, the first year in the Sugya, we have to touch on the main, one of the main Yisaitis, perhaps the main Lomdishi Yisait of Eved Ivri. And it's connected to the Mishnah as well as to many Gemaras. I think we should see the first few lines of Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara, this Amid, really, the whole Amid is just the Afusis, it's just Limudim. I shouldn't say just, but it's Limudim, it's not new Dinim. Well, let's see the first 6 or 7 lines of Gemara, and then we'll get into what I would call the Yisait of Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri nikna bekesef minola, and amakra mekesef miknasai. Malami she nikna bekesef. Ashkan Eved Ivri, anim kalavi kechav. That's very good. Eved Ivri and Nimkal Kechavim. How do we call Kinyanei Bekesef? Because a guy's Kinyanei Makesef. Nimkal Yisrael Manalon. How do you know if Eved Ivri is sold to a guy? I'm a Karav Hefta. Malami Shigaras Binyan of Yaitz. That she can buy herself out by undoing the Kinyan, by being with a Rei of the Pinyan. Ashkanom Evriya. So we have Pasuk 1 was Eved Ivri sold to a guy. Now we have Am Evriya sold to a guy. Am Evriya sold to a Yid, rather. And then Ashkanam Ivriya, Hil Makacha Bekesa Makanya Bekesa. Evid Ivri Menalan Amakra Kim Chalacha Achicha Ivriya 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 Vavadcha Sheishanim Makash Evid Ivri Levriya. So what's going on here? We say, how do you know Kinyan Kesef? So we have already 3 psukim. A, for Nimkalakum. B, for Am Ivriya. C, for Red Evid Ivri, who's Mukish Lam Ivriya. So we have already 3 psukim Nikna Bekesef. And then the Gemara keeps on going. Ashkan Mechru Bezdin. That's good. One type of Eved Ivri. Hayel V'nim Kabal Karchim Mecharatzmei Menalan. Yalav Socha Socha. 4th Pasuk. The Gemara keeps on going. For Kinyan Kesef, the Gemara is saying, how do you know an Eved Ivri is nicknamed by Kinyan Kesef? You need a Pasuk. You need Pasuk 1, Pasuk 2, Pasuk 3, Pasuk 4. Right? Frekta Pnei Yeshua. What's going on with this whole sugya? Kesef works. Because kesef, when you buy things with kesef. All mekach u'memker is with kesef. All kinyanim, all purchases are with kesef. Ki sikne eved ivri, ki sikne you'll buy. Ki yimkar ishes bita lo'ama yimkar. What is yimkar? How does a normal person teach yimkar? You buy, you sell things for money. So why is the Gemara going into a whole limud, a whole set of limudim? Stam mechira is for kesef. Now, why would I think Eved Ivri and Am Evriya are different one than the other? Or in Eved Ivri, Nimkal Yisrael, Nimkal Akum is different, or Mecha Atzmei is different? Stam Mechira is Kesef. It's Taka true by Karka Kesef. Besides, the truth is, by Karka Kesef works, and by Metaltalim and Atayra Kesef also works. It's the Drabbanon that doesn't work. It's the Drabbanon that Kesef doesn't work by Metaltalim. So, well, why is the Gemara going into a whole shakla v'tarya and have aminas to be mechalik between one type of Eved and another type of Eved? Pnei Yeshua says that it's it should be a davar pashat. Everything you buy with money. It says ki sikne, it says ki yimkar. Pashat, that's what it means. It means money.
That's what it says.
By where?
By any of the uses. So you need to show how to do each one.
You need each one. Yeah, all right, the truth is, the first kash is why you need any pesukim. And once you have one pasuk, you can have a svarti mechalik between the two, but kesef is a stam kenyan. This is totally in, yeah. Midaraisi, it could be kind of a tafel in the kesef. Midarabanan, you can't. Midaraisa, the din tayrin is you could be kind of a tafel. Rabbi Yechon, we pass in. That min haTorah you can be kind of mitaflu mekasef. Derabanan magayzer shem yaimru yisur fachit chabaliya. It's a ksera derabanan that you can't. That you're not good. The discussion depends on the taitcha four words. The four words are ever ivri gufay konoi. The question of what it means to buy a person. When we say a person is bought, is purchased, Eved Ivri Gufay Konoi, it's the language of the Gemara in Tezayin Amar Aleph. Zayseim Eres, Eved Ivri Gufay Konoi. When you buy an Eved Ivri, you buy his guf. The basic question by an Eved Ivri is, what does that mean? What does it mean you own an Eved Ivri? You own his body. Can you own somebody else's body? And Kol Shekein Yid's body? Does it make sense? Is that what the Torah is saying? Maybe yes. Maybe the Torah is saying. The Gemara uses a lashon that Eved Ivri Guf Haikani. You can own the guf of an Eved Ivri. That's the Parshas, the words of the Gemara. And if you learn that Eved Ivri Guf Haikani Mamish, that your Mamish own his guf, then the Pnei Shos Kash is the Kash. However, there are two ways to learn Eved Ivri Guf Haikani. You can learn that you're literally buying it, which is the way Pnei Yeshua seems to learn. Or you could learn, like the Ritva says on that Gemara, that Eved Ivri Gufay Konoi is for Kinyone Isser. You don't own the guf. You can't own the guf of another Yid. No Shaykh. When we say Gufay Konoi, we don't mean that you own his body. We mean that his body changes. He becomes a different person. And Eved Ivri Gufay Konoi, the Ritva says, is L'Kinyonei Isser. What does that mean, Kinyonei Isser? That an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha Knanis, which a Yid's not allowed. So there's a Gufay Konoi, there's some Kinyon in his Guf, which changes Dinei Isser. But not that the Yid who buys him owns him. You don't own his body. It's just that there's certain Kinyonim which change what he is. What? It's similar to Kinyanei Isha. Similar to Kinyanei Isha, where you don't own the guf of the woman. You just have certain bailus over her ishas.
How could it be that he owns the body? You can't kill the guy or something.
You can't kill yourself either. You own your own body. You can't even hurt yourself. You don't hurt yourself, but you own your body.
If you own a cow, you can kill it.
If the terrorist acid, it's not true. It's not true. If you own something, you'll like destroy it. Let's say you go in the store and you buy something, you'll like destroy it. It's about tashkas, you don't destroy things.
How could you let him do this?
So what?
How could you let him do this?
How are you allowed to let him marry Shifcha Knanis, you mean? It's a pasuk in the Torah. The question is how to interpret the pasuk. There's a Reb Chaim in the Grach al HaShas who explains the concept of Eved Ivri Gufay Konoi. And he brings the Ritva. The Ritva says that you don't own the guf of the Eved only for Kinyanei Yisr, for Shifcha Knanis. So Reb Chaim has a few kashas on this, on the Ritva. The Ritva says you don't own his body. What does it mean Gufay Konoi for Kinyanei Yisr? Hold on, we'll get to everything. You own it for Kinyanei Yisr. So The first thing Reb Chaim asks is that a meicher atzmai, someone who sells himself, not that bezdin sells him. We're going to see the Raj b'shita is that a meicher atzmai is aser b'shivcha. A meicher atzmai is aser b'shivcha. So l'chayre, it won't be true that gufay kanui. Because the Rav Ritva saying that what does it mean evid every gufay kanui? Is that his guf is kanui for isurim. So if so, meicher atzmai, who's also b'shivcha, we shouldn't say that gufay kanui. And the Gemara says evid every gufay kanui. The question is what the taich is. Yeah. So much likes in the Gemara. The question is only how to taich it. So let me explain. This concept of Kinyone Yisr, how does an Eved go free? How does an Eved go free? So an Eved goes free, we have ways in the Mishnah. Let's say you would have a situation where the Adayin is going to be Mafker as Eved. So if he wants to be mafka by Eved, he can go free. Make him hefker. So he doesn't have to work for his Adon anymore. But the halacha is that he needs a get shechur. He needs a shtar. A get shechur. Why does he need a get shechur? The Adon was mafka him. So the Ritva says, because when you're mafka the Eved, you're mafka the Dinei Maminus. Hefker works for Dinei Maminus Shabbai. But the Kinyanei Isser still apply. He still has a din that he's mutter in a shivcha kananis, and he's usher in a bas yisrael. He needs to get shichur to take off the kinyana yisr. Now by eved ivri. Now in eved ivri, even meicher atzmai also needs a get shichur. A meicher atzmai also needs a get shichur. So it's mochach that eved there's also kinyana yisr in an eved ivri, but the Rashba says an eved ivri is also b'shivcha. So how do you explain this Ritva? If you say Gufay Kani literally, there's no problem. But if you say Gufay Kani is for Kinyane Yisr, so then what does what does that mean? What does it mean? Another case Reb Chaim asks, he brings from Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that when an Eved Ivri is sold to a guy, he's Be'emes sold, Gufay Kani. He's not allowed, you think, if a Jew is sold to a guy, and he sold himself voluntarily to a guy, you think I can run away, who cares about the guy? Hafkas halvasai. So Reb Chaim says, it's not hafkas halvasai. If a Yid is sold as an Eved Ivri to a guy, gufay kanui. He's not allowed to run away. Gufay kanui to the guy. Frekt Reb Chaim, the same kasha. If an Eved Ivri is sold to a guy, he's not allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis. Whenever he sold to a guy, he can't marry Shufa Kanaz. So how is this Ritva coming and he's saying, what does Gufay Kani mean? Kinyane Yisr, that he can marry Shufa Kananis. But here you have case, you have already now a second case where he cannot marry Shufa Kananis, and yet the Gemara says beferish that it's Gufay Kani. So Reb Chaim says a different pshat in the Ritva. In the Ritva, not the different than the Ritva, he says pshat in the Ritva. And the Ritva says, Gufay Kani for Kinyane Yisr. The Ritva means something else. The Ritva means that when somebody becomes an Eved, Gufay Kani, he means, in the Lashon of Reb Chaim, he becomes a Cheftza of an Eved Ivri. He changes. He changes from a Gavra Yisrael, from a regular Yid, he changes to what Chayin's Lashon, a Cheftza Shel Eved Ivri. What does it mean, a Cheftza Shel Eved Ivri? It means there's a certain Sug called Eved Ivri. He leaves the Sug called Yisrael and he enters into the Parsha of Eved Ivri. He becomes a different person. There are different dinim that come onto him. There's a change in the Mahus of the person, in the quality of the person. The person becomes Ois Yid, he becomes Eved Ivri. You know, it's like a Nozim. Someone says Iranian Nazir, comes Yisrael, he becomes Nazir. And suddenly he's also in wine, he's on his cut his hair. All the dinim fall on him in Hashemayim. He didn't say Harani Bebaltishtayayim. He said Harani Nazir, and it's Chal from Shemayim that he's a Nazir. And someone's a Kayin, so it's Chal Dine Kayin on him. And Evan Ivri is a different sug of person, it's a different category of person. And when it says Evan Ivri Gufay Kanoi, it means that he becomes a different category of person. You learned Asara Yuchsin, right? There are different levels. There's a level of Eved, and the Eved is a different level. It's a different sug. Eved Ivri is a different sug of person. Memela, there are different dinim on him. That didn't nafkaminas fi dina yisur. But when the Ritva said that he's muta b'shifcha, he didn't mean that it's dependent on the din of being muta b'shifcha. That wasn't the Ritva's point. It's an example. Muta b'shifcha is an example or even a proof that he's a different sug of person. Eved Ivri is a different category of person. He has a whole different set of rules in Eved Ivri. If you work for someone and you're his employee, you, whatever you're doing is you plant his field, or you wash his house, or you drive his car, whatever you do for him, if you're sick one day, you don't show up for work, api halacha, you don't get paid. A worker gets paid if he shows up, if he's sick. So the boss is allowed to feel bad for him, but you don't have to pay. You know, you have to pay sick days. Someone who, if you hire a worker and he's sick, and you didn't make up anything beforehand, so if he's sick, he doesn't get paid. In Eved Ivri, if he's sick, he doesn't lose a day's pay. He doesn't lose from what he was sold the day he owes the day. In Eved Ivri that's sick has different dinim. Dr. Chaim, why? Says somewhere in the Torah, such a din. So you'll find in the Torah, Xeris HaKosid, that if he's sick, it's different. No. The Pshat is, Dr. Chaim, in Eved Ivri is a different sug of person. In Eved Ivri works not because he's contracted to work. Eved Ivri, because he's an Eved Ivri. The din of an Eved Ivri is that he owes work to his adam. And Eved Ivri has different rules. And whatever those rules are, the Eved Ivri is obligated to follow. So, yeah. No. The person is a different person. That's the Ritva's Nakuda. The person is a different person. The translation of Kinyone Isser is that the Kinyan is not Islafuke. The Ritva is saying the Adin doesn't own his body. The Adin has in him a Kinyan which has ramifications for Yisur. But the word of Kinyone Isser is that the person changes. If I can use old language, the Isser is a Simen, not a Siba. It's just a Simen that he's a different person. It's not the reason that he's Dikna. So even if he's a Meicher Atzmai, he's Asa B'Shifcha. Even if he is Asa B'Shifcha. But his being Asa B'Shifcha is because he's this new, what Rav Chaim calls, Cheftza Shel Eved Ivri. It's a new sug of a person. And this sug of person has different dinim. He has dinim of Asa B'Shifcha. The halacha, on the other hand, is, you know, that you're allowed, for example, Kinyan Erev. You want to make a Bikinyan Erev Chatzeris. You could be kind of by giving it to Eved Ivri. He has his own yad for kinyanim, for Erevin. If an Eved Ivri finds a mitzia, he's allowed to keep the mitzia. He has his own yad. He's not gufay koli. These are all rayas. Dodin doesn't literally own an Eved Ivri. The Adin has in him a certain power to be mishana him. Just like a husband is mishana the wife, changes the wife into an Eishas Ish. What's an Eishas Ish? It's a different sug of woman. She has different rules. Right? The whole set of rules for an Eishas Ish. Same thing, when a person becomes an Eved Ivri, the Adin has the power to give him a whole different set of rules, different set of rules, the way he has to behave, the way he does everything. And that's what an Eved Ivri is. So you have to appreciate what Rabbi Chaim is saying, and the Ritva is saying, it's all not like the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua understands Gufay Kani literally. You own him. Just like you own anything you buy, and he has a kasha. Kesef, Pashut Kesef works. The Ritva, the way Rabbi Chaim has explained the Ritva, you don't own him. You can't say it's Pashut Kesef works. Well, Kesef work. What are we doing here? We're changing an Eved into... And we're changing a Yehudi into an Eved Ivri. We're changing the type of person that he is. That Shinoi, and the type of person that he is, that's Xeris HaKosev. You can't tell me, well, I could buy Metaltalim, I could buy Behemoth, I could buy Karka, I could buy everything with Kesef, so I could buy an Eved Ivri. But no, by Eved Ivri, you're changing the Mahos of the person. You're changing who? You're changing the type of person that he is. So Chaim explains with this a Gemara on Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara says there that by Gilgul Shvuah, when a person is chayiv a Shvuah on one thing, or Magalgal on him a second Shvuah, so the Gemara says that on an Eved Ivri, we don't swear a Gilgul Shvuah because he's not metaltalim. Not a Kinyan metaltal. So Rav Chaim says, why does it mean he's not a Kinyan metaltal? What do you mean he's not a Kinyan metaltal? If you learn Gufay Kani, so what is he? He's Karka? Say Bal Chaim ala Karka? Maybe. Nishban al Karkai, so what does it mean? So Rav Chaim, Lafi, what I'm saying, it's very good. When we say that there's no Gilgul Shvuah because an Eved Ivri is not metaltalim, it means an Eved Ivri is not a Kinyan like metaltalim. It's not a change of ownership. When you buy an Eved Ivri, it's not that the Torah says we change ownership from he owns himself, now you own him. It's not a change in ownership at all. It's a change in status. It's a change of status. It goes from being a person to an Eved Ivri. It's a different status. Now, let's say I have a tefi on someone. I say, you're my Eved Ivri. And he says, no, I'm not your Eved Ivri. I say, okay, swear. Gilgul Shvuah. I tell you, you are an Eved Ivri. You're my Eved Ivri. You say you're not. Swear. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to swear because that's not a tefi on the top. Maybe it's not a tefi on the top. What's he tevei? He's tevei that you belong to him. The answer is, no, he's not tevei I belong to him. He's tevei that I'm a different person. I'm a different status of person. Someone will say, a woman's my yeshes ish, I married her. She says, I never married you. So it'll be magagul l'shvuah. Yom yeshuva for something else, swear you're not my wife. It's ridiculous. What does being my wife have to do? Being my wife is not a, it's not a kinyan. It's not a kinyan in metafilim. It should be gagul l'shvuah. The same thing, if I tiny that you're an eved. So what do you mean I'm tiny you're an eved? Tiny you're an eved, that's a taina that you're magagal shvuan. It's a question of status. A question of status is a different it's a different type of it entirely. The Chaim brings also another sugya later in the parak. If mechila works by an eved ivri. Say, I own Eved Ivri, I'm meichel him. You meichel him his work. If I meichel him, is that chal? So there's a Rashi later that says that it's not chal. Mechila is not chal. The Ritva Agrada says that mechila helps for Masi Adayim, but it doesn't help for Isser, it doesn't help for Shufa Kanaz. Rav Chaim is going on Rashi. Rashi Shita is Mechila doesn't work in Eved Kanani. Why does Mechila work? I have an Eved. He's Mechiv to work. Not an Eved Kanani, Eved Ivri, I'm sorry. Why does Mechila work for an Eved Ivri? He's Mechiv to work for me. I bought him. He has an obligation to work for me. I'm Mechiv. You don't have to work for me. Why shouldn't that work? So Rav Chaim, because the work, it's not a Shibur of work. It's he is this Chefta Shal Eved Ivri. He has the status of Eved Ivri. Memela and Eved Ivri has to work. Memela and Eved Ivri is mutar b'shufa kanaanis. Memela, a number of things. But it's a result of his status, of what he is. If he has that status, so then the status remains. It's not a. It's not something that's nitin l'mechila. It's not a mitzias that a person could be mitzias. But it's not because when you say the word sold, no, it doesn't mean sold. It means by a woman. You're going to say a woman's only eshes ish because she was sold to her husband. Would you use that word in English? She was sold to her husband, she's eshes ish. The word is not an appropriate word. So what Reb Chaim is saying is it's not sold. In the way we use the word sold, that's not correct. It says nikna, like Isha's nikness. Nikna. I can be Michael the Kesef, but he's still Meshubba to work for me. I can be Michael the Kesef, but he's still Meshubba. He doesn't owe me Kesef. I can only be Michael you Kesef if you owe me Kesef. If you don't owe me Kesef, how can I be Michael you Kesef? It's not a Kesef to condemn. He's kind of with Kesef and Bekesef Bishtar.
The Kesef he was cutting with, he's now freeing you for that reason, that he's being Muslim, you the work that you refund him because he can't jump with you.
But the point is that you can't be meichel that. If I buy an isha, I marry a woman with a ring, and then I meichel her a ring, so she's not Eishes Isha anymore. I got her with a ring, so I say, you keep the ring, I'm meichel. What does that do? See, it doesn't do anything. If you look at it as a change of status, the way a time looks at it. What? Yeah, they could also go out with a get. It's true, there's exeris a kasef a gerayin kasef, it's emes. No, you need a kinyan. Without a kinyan, he's not a sevet. Just being meichel is not going to do it. The word mechila doesn't really apply. What mechila? What's he meichel? Mechila implies, the mechila doesn't, if I want to give you a gift, I'm meichel you the gift. It's not like nothing happens. I can be mafker a gift and you can take it, or I can be makne a gift. I can be meichel. Meichel is only if there's something that you owe me, I can be meichel. And Eved Ivri, his mitzias is not that he owes. His mitzias is that he's in Eved Ivri, whom a male has certain dinim on himself. That's what Chayes says. Because you could be mafker something you owe. It's taka chidish that you could be mafker. It's true. But it's not the same as mechila. Mechila, if this Gemara belongs to me and I'm meichel to you, it's not, nothing happens. It's true. The chiddush of Hefka works. We'll have to know how to touch it up, like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim will probably touch that you could be mafker whatever shibudim there are. Shibudim is also bad works. Then it's mechila again. You're right. We'll have to understand how Hefka works according to Reb Chaim. Right? It's Hashem. We're just starting the sugya. We'll have to understand, Taka, how exactly does Hefka work? But Al-Kapanah, Reb Chaim is looking at this a whole different way. Reb Chaim explains another thing with this. Reb Chaim explains, in the beginning of Makis, this Xeris HaKosa by Eved Ivri, the Nimkar B'Gnevasai V'Loi B'Zimamai. That Eved Ivri is only sold to be an Eved Ivri. A Yid is only sold to be an Eved Ivri if he's a Ganav. Let's say two Edim say Edis, that Pliny's a Ganav, and he has no money, he's going to be sold as an Eved Ivri. So do we say Kasha Zaman, that now the Zaymim in also? Certainly if they don't have money, but Zaymim then, they should sell them as an Eved Ivri. So the Gemara says, the Nimka B'Gnevasai is a Miyot, you should only sell him if he's a Ganav. V'loi B'Zimama, you're not if he's Edim Zaymim, in that you're not, you don't get sold. Now that's Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Rambam teaches the Gemara that V'nimkar V'gnevasai V'loi B'Zimama is Memayit. If two people walk into Bez and they say that Yankel is an Eved Ivri, not the case of the Gemara. Gemara says, they say Yankel's a Ganav, and then the Bezdin will sell it. Rambam says, no. Two people walk into Bezdin and say, Yankel's an Eved Ivri. Yankel's an Eved Ivri to Pliny, and they're just saying the Eidus, that's it. So what's the din? So the Rambam says, so what would be the din api svara? What would be the din api svara? Huh? What should be api svara? Huh? They came to say Yankel's an Eved Ivri. Well, Masim them, of course, Yankel gets freed now. He's not an Eved Ivri. What's the punishment of Kasha Zaman? What's the punishment of Kasha Zaman? They should become an Eved Ivri. They should become. The Rambam says that when Mamayit v'nimka b'gnevasai v'loi b'zmamai, that they don't get sold as an Eved Ivri. They said Pliny's an Eved Ivri. Vice versa, the Ram holds up his svara, you would sell them too. And Kamash Malan, that you don't. Frekt, the Shagas Aryeh, he has the Kash, Shagas Aryeh has a sefer called Gevuras Ari on Marcus. And he asks, on the Rambam, why do I need a pasuk for that? If I go into Beis Din and I say Edus that Pliny owes money and Yamazim me, so I have to pay him money. Does it matter if I say Pliny owes money because he's an Eved, or Pliny owes money because he's a Mazik, or Pliny owes money because of 100 different reasons? It doesn't matter why. Zaymimin is that whatever the result would be happens to me. So if I said Pliny's an Eved Ivri, and whatever he works the next 6 years belongs to the Adon, so it's Pashit, what's Kasha Zaman? Whatever I work the next 6 years also goes now to the person. Why do I need a pasuk that I don't become an Eved Ivri? Why do I think I become an Eved Ivri? The word is not I become an Eved Ivri. If I say Pliny's a Mazik, I come to Bezin, I say, yeah, Yankel's a Mazik. He owes $100. So what's Kasha Zaman? Kasha Zaman is that I have to pay $100. Kasha Zaman is not that I become a Mazik. What do you mean I become a Mazik? Who cares? Name Mazik, name Eved Ivri, name Malva, name Ganif. The Kasha Zaman is the punishment. The punishment. What did I try to do to him? I tried to mafsid him money. So whatever I tried to mafsid him, I lose myself. So, Frecht Shagasariyeh, if somebody says that Yankel's an Eved Ivri, what did they try to do to him? They tried to make him lose money, 6 years worth of salary. So Kasha Zama means you make him lose 6 years worth of salary. What's the Hava mean? I should make him in my mission to an Eved Ivri. I should make him into an Eved Ivri. What does that mean? I tried to do what to him? That's what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says that since Eved Ivri is not an Edus on money, it's not like I say he's a Mazik. If I say he's a Mazik, I'm saying Edus on money. If I say he's a Loiva, I'm saying Edus on money. If I say he's an Eved Ivri, I'm saying Edus that he's a different Mahus, he's a different person. He's a different Sug of person. Being that is, that's why the Hava Mina is that Kasha Zaman, I become that Sug of person. And I need a Pasuk to be my Ma'ayidah.
But any case, Simon is like that. It's got to come to the He's a different person once he becomes known as a killer.
But he's not. A person who's a killer is not a different person, just as Einish. He's the same status. Somebody who murdered 100 people is still a Yid. He might be a Friar, he is, but he's still a Yid. His Kedushin's a Kedushin. He can't marry different people because of it. He's not allowed to marry a Mamzer because he killed 100 people. His status is the same. And Eved Ivri is a different status. It's like a Cholol. Like if you say that someone's a Cholol, so the Gemara also needs a Miyot. If a Kayin says Eidus, there are different kinds of Cholol. So Gemara says, I would think you make him a Cholol, so the Gemara has a Lima that you don't. Because if you say Eidus on a status, then it should flip back onto the Eidim Zayman. So Mimela, I need a Miyot.
Does Eidim
Zayman
have to give 6 years worth to
the other? Does Eidim Zayman mean? Now that we're saying Eidim Zayman. They should have to give 6 years worth of Masiyadai to the person that said Eidus for that.
But they would have to.
So that, well, Lamaisa, I assume, I'm not sure, but my assumption is that they don't. Because their Edus was to change his status, and Mimela, there's nothing back on him to change his status. Now, whether we cut that and say, okay, but let them pay anyway, we have to look in the Rambam. So we have to look in the Rambam. They get Malchus, which may be worse, but, okay. It's a status issue. If he buys himself out, he'll buy himself out. But right now, they try to make him an Eved Ivri, which is a different sukkah of person. The fact that he can buy himself out doesn't matter. If they make someone a cholol and he doesn't care to marry a miyuchis, he doesn't care. That doesn't change anything. The question is what your Edus was. Whether they have options doesn't change anything. So let's do Kasha Zama, make him an Eved Ivri. He'll also have the option of buying himself out.
Do Kasha Zama. They have money. Who does want money?
Right. The Gemara says that. We look at the din. Whatever happens after it happens. Now this sounds like a Reb Chaim that's many pages long. It's actually three paragraphs long. It's just without hearing it beforehand, Reb Chaim assumes a certain understanding, a certain knowledge of a lot of these things. But with having gone through it, I think now if you take out the Bracha Lashas, Reb Chaim, and you look at it inside, I think it's Simon Kufay and Tess in the Luke Rassal Ashas. It's page Kuvav or Kuvzai in the Simon Kufay and Tess. You'll. Gemara says later that a Meicher Atzmai can sell himself L'sheish, the Yeser Al-Sheish. An Eved Ivri who sells himself, Bezdin sells him, he's only sold for 6 years, no other way. But the Gemara later will say that a Meicher Atzmai can sell himself L'sheish, the Yeser Al-Sheish. If he wants to sell himself for 6 years, if he wants to sell for 7 years, for 8 years, he can sell himself for as many years as he wants. What about less than six? Someone wants to sell himself in Eved Ivri. For 5 years, for 4 years. So Rashi Shita is that you can't do it for less. You can't do it for less than 6 years. Other Rishayim argue. They say that you could do it for less than 6 years. The Yiskan Rashi, the Merit, the Yiskan Rashi, what should be the difference, more than six or less than six? What's the difference? More than 6 years. Less than, if it's 6 years, it's 6 years. If my harassment is different, so it should be able to be less than 6 years. It should be able to be to be more than 6 years. And for the Merit, Rashi holds, if you sold for 6 years or more, that's called Eved Ivri. If you sell for less than 6 years, that's called a payel, that's called a worker. So Mimela, to be called Eved Ivri, you have to be sold for 6 years. If you sell for less than 6 years, then you're a payel. That's what says in Marit. So Mishlo Melech asks, 1 minute. What happens if a person sells himself 1 year before Yaival to be an Eved Ivri? A year before Yaival, he sells himself to be an Eved Ivri. So now he's not going to work for 6 years. Is that an Eved Ivri? What's the answer? According to the Brisker Rav, it's very good, because he sold himself forever, just if Yevil happens to come, he'll be off. According to the Brisker Rav, it's also good. According to the Brisker Rav, it's certainly good. Yeah, but not only is it good according to the Brisker Rav, it's good according to Reb Chaim too. Because why is Reb Chaim saying that an Eved Ivri is a certain sugar status of person? The definition of an Eved Ivri is that which the Torah called an Eved Ivri. He sold for 6 years. He's Motav B'Shifcha. If he's sick, he gets paid anyway for that day. And all the other dinim that we're going to have about Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is a certain set of rules. Less than 6 years, you're not an Eved Ivri. What does that mean? That means you don't go into that sug. That sug of Eved Ivri has a certain definition. Now you're going to ask me, but if he sells himself a year before Yaival, that's fine. That's the sug of Eved Ivri, and Eved Ivri goes out with Yaival. That's not a stira to the status of Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is a certain status. And that status has certain rules the Torah set up. Chefza shel Eved Ivri. That package includes going out in Yovel. So if a person is Meicher Atzmai a year before Yovel, he sells himself for 1 year, so fine, that's not a contradiction, because he'll go out with Yovel. If that is a contradiction to the sug of Eved Ivri. But more than 6 years, so it's not a contradiction. You mean because it should be a contradiction anyway, because okay. So in fact, they can go out for more than six, we're going to have to learn how to pass. But because the question is, do we say since he could do more, al karchik he could do less? That's the question. The answer is no, because just because he could do more doesn't mean he could do less. Because the sug of Eved Ivri requires a mechira of 6 years. It's all the same taich, that it's a certain level of a person. Yeah. Even according.
You're saying that you go out by
Sheish. You're right. Pashtus, more than six, shouldn't work either. Nochinami. But the point is, there's going to be Xeris HaKasid that you can go more than six. We'll have to see what the limud is. The point of the Marit and its connection here is that Marit is saying that the Kasha is, if you can do more than six, you should be able to do less. That's not Mukhruch. Just because you can do more doesn't mean you can do less. Because you need something, you need a minimum of something to be an Eved Ivri. Less than that, you're not an Eved Ivri. According to the Brisker Rav, according to the Brisker Rav, it should l'chayre be la'aylam with the Yitziyah at a certain time. It means la'aylam is Yitziyah of 2 years. I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. What should be the din if a person comes into Beis Din and he says, I am an Eved Ivri? He walks into Beis Din, he wants to be believed. He says, I'm an Eved Ivri. And he wants to be believed to say that he's an Eved Ivri. To be matter himself in a shivcha. If he wants to work for someone, no one's going to stop him from working. Question is, could a person have an emunah about himself to say he's an Eved Ivri? And with that, so what should be pashtus?
Marry any
children.
You can marry any children.
And maybe you should be, no, you have to say he's an Eved Ivri to Pliny, and then that other could give him a shift. That's the question. What? He's not really making himself a Russia. He's saying that he's an Eved Ivri. He's saying I'm something less. So if somebody's the Cheskis, someone walks to the bed and he says I'm a Mamzer. So he's not Neman to say he's a Mamzer. We go for that.
I could just go and tell myself right now and make some money.
Why
would I do it
that way? He's Biyodah. Could be a rag. What? Could be. The Michas Chinuch declares if a person's belief to say, I am an Eved Ivri. He brings a raya from a Gemara later that a person is believed to say he's an Eved Ivri. It's in Michas Chinuch is Mitzvah Mem Beis Oisvav. That a person is believed to say, I'm an Eved Ivri. Shavi Anafshe, he certainly can make Chatichah Disur on himself, but here he's Shavi Anafshe Kula. He's trying to make himself that he's allowed to marry a Shivcha. In other words, to ask himself to marry Yisrael, Shavi Anafshe certainly works. Question is, could he do it to create a Kula to be allowed to marry a Shivcha? So the Mechas Chinuch brings a Rai from a Gemara he's believed. And he has a hard time. He says, L'chayra, according to the rules, he shouldn't be believed. Because Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin, we don't say against a chazaka. Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin, we don't say if a person has a cheskes Yisrael, you don't say Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin to make him ice Yisrael, to make him into an Eved Ivri. So the Michas Chinuch struggles very much to understand. He brings a raya he's believed. He says, L'chayri, he's saying, what's he saying? He's saying to be mad to himself in a shivcha, l'kula, and he's not believed l'kula, to the chumra, eidach is nema bisur. The chumra of a person comes in and he says that this thing is nevela, even if it's becheskes kashrus, he's believed. But l'kula, he's not believed. The person can't come into Beis Din, l'kula, and he say eidach is nema bisur, and against a cheskes isur. What? A shechet who shechts it. If Shai could say a shechted properly, because it's biyada, right? Because it's biyada. Now, 1 second. So maybe what you say may be true. Mechzunach asks this as a kasha. He asks why is it that a person is believed, and he's matchik ma'ay to say a teretz. L'chayr, one way out would be to say that it's biyada. How's it biyada? What? It is biyadai. He could go steal. He could be mafkir olz nechasim, and then go steal, and from make sure steal in front of Eidim, and Eidim will come to Bez and say this he stole, and then it'll be sold as a shifchan. Yeah. It's biyadai, right? Bez is not going to sell him if they don't know he stole.
They
can steal in front of Bez or whatever. No. Maybe he's in love with a shivcha. Maybe he wants to marry a shivcha. So he's lying in bed. No, Chazak is telling the truth. So maybe that's a possible teretz. Mr. Sinat doesn't say it, maybe it's a possible teretz. According to Reb Chaim, when a man comes into Bez and says, I'm an Eved Ivri, is he saying Eidus, I am Mutta B'Shifcha? No. He's saying Eidus to be Machmer in himself. He's saying, I'm not the status that you think I am, I'm a different status. Memela, it's Chal Min HaShemayim, it's Chal in certain dinim, which include a Kula. But that's not the Guf HaGodes Eidus. The Godes Eidus itself is not that I'm Mutta B'Shifcha. The dinim Mutta B'Shifcha fall upon him. It's very fine. I'll give you an example. I'll tell you an Avnei Meluim just as a marshal. There's an Avnei Meluim who says that if Edim say in Bezdin that we saw the new moon, they don't have to be Kaddish to Chaydish. Come as we say we saw the new moon. And then Bezdin accepts the Edis. And then they want to be Chayzer Teichedei Dibor. They can't be Chayzer. So he says, why can't they be Chayzer? It says, because they didn't make it Rosh Chodesh. They said there's a new moon. The Dinei Rosh Chodesh Achal Min HaShemayim. Now, they didn't come into Bezdin and say, the Tuesday, 2 weeks from now, is going to be Pesach. They can't do that. They can only say, we saw the new moon. The Dinim Achal from Shemayim, that's Achal Min HaShemayim, from Shemayim. If the person says, Eidus HaChodesh, it's Achal. So your charot etzaykedei dibor can't change something that's chal min hashemayim, not chal through your words. You caused it, but you didn't do it. The same thing, if someone walks into Bez and says, I'm an Eved Ivri, what's he doing? He's making himself muta b'shifcha. No. He's changing his status. He's creating what we're calling a cheftah shel Eved Ivri. Memela from Shemayim, it's chal on him certain dinei muta b'shifcha. But it's not the Hagufa Haggadah, it's a result of the Haggadah. It could be that that's an explanation based on Reb Chaim. Now what I'm trying to do today is not so much to answer all these individual things. I don't even count how many things we explained, 5 or 6 things today with Reb Chaim. It's nice to explain 5 or 6 things. The idea is to get an appreciation of Reb Chaim's Yisayid. A lot of times the first day of this man, I speak out of Yisayid and it sounds dachistic. And as the year goes on, you suddenly, you know, everyone heard of Kinyamayel, Kinyashenamayel after a while. It's something that this Yisayid, which is not even really Reb Chaim's Yisayid, it's the Ritva's Yisayid. But Reb Chaim has this explanation of the Ritva, that Guf Haikonoi is not literally Guf Haikonoi. It's a certain status. Guf Haikonoi is like Isha Kanuya. It's a change in status. Being that's a change in status, it's going to have a numerous different dinim as we, Yemis Hashem, are going to go through the sugya. So this is Reb Chaim's Yisayid, which you try to appreciate. Certainly you will as this line goes on. I have a list of certain klalim. It's just a list of 4 klalim that I still have only a few copies. Those of you who didn't get it yet, it's just klalim you should know about when the Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shifcha. These are all new concepts. Most of us, it's not like marriage. Marriage we think about sometimes. But Eved Ivri and Machru Lebez and Machru, these rules are not well known. This is basically 4 machloiksin about when a person's mutter b'shifcha. I actually have two copies left. If anybody didn't get it yet, go over to somebody who has it. You can either copy it over or make yourself.